It's Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. I'm Jay Samudiel, and this is The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting 2022 edition. Today we're visiting the Swarm Data, an NPC designed for urban fantasy campaigns. In the wake of our day-to-day lives, we leave behind a tapestry of data across multitudes of devices and systems. Historical events, casual encounters, our movement communications, all points that can be collected, organized, and analyzed. But when magic manipulates systems, and digital requests are fueled by ritual sorcery, that sea of knowledge can take on a new existence. They birth a digital phantom, ready to join a swarm of others living in echo of the lives they mimic. Never alive and never to die, the Swarm Data is a facsimile of a living being, magic mixed of an avalanche of data in a world adjusting to digital life has given rise to vagrants of code. These wanderers watch from device cameras, speak through myriad fonts across screens, and spread themselves across networks in ways that shouldn't be. They post about their favorite topics, live stream a party's adventure, and even serving as the occasional watchful eye to help their favorite protagonist. These packages of noise are young datavores. They are tempted by the rare, the new, the fresh. Most never want to do things other than to hoard or distribute information. Using this, they can be tempted to aid or harm, infiltrate or sever. They are also full of information, and if caught and dismantled, may provide useful data about the events and person that unintentionally sired them. In urban fantasy, they are the whispers in the net, the ghosts in the machine, living social media accounts and magpies of access, staring out at the divine world through glass prayer boxes. In cyberpunk stories, they're the swarm of the digital dead, the forgotten accounts of people a century gone, shifted from database to database until something clicked and new personas formed. They're eager for new access and have unlimited opportunity for misunderstanding. In ages of legend, they're the lost stories given life by ember spirits, birthed by storytellers around bonfires. These aspects found connection in the dreams of mortals and took shape on the periphery of the mind's witness. Like shadows, they're us, but not us. Our forms blurred, lost, and reforged through imagination. They do not understand the data they know and have a challenging time sharing with those who ask. But they love those who ask. Curious as children, dangerous as cats, one must never underestimate the digital native. So the idea behind this NPC is to create a type of character that works in a setting where technology is common, like a modern day world, but not so common that your average person would know how to connect their brain directly to a virtual world. The idea behind it is that these sort of data specters, these ghosts, should act more like ghosts rather than advanced AI or things like that. They're not the same type of character. In fact, I think we have one coming up later that is an actual AI that's similar to this, but different. You'll see what I mean when we get to it. But the idea behind it is that it creates this kind of fantastical helping hand, the will-o-wisp or things like that, that, you know, is there, is part of the data landscape, part of the digital realms. But the players themselves, the protagonists in the story, they're not native to those realms. This is a character that has the mimicry and mockery of humanity, but is not human. Their shadow brought to life through magic and technology. Unintentionally so. So So that said, let's get out of here. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Club Flux sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text of this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.